Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Hsu.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about the difference between blogging versus podcasting and which one you should choose. More so which one you should choose, not the difference.
Yeah. So look, you got blogging, you got podcasting. There's over a billion blogs. It's competitive, but SEO still does really well. And podcasting is new and booming, but there's just not as much volume and traffic. So if you had to choose, Eric, which one would you choose?
Long term?
Yeah.
I think I'm trying to match this up for the majority of our people. So if I were starting out, I think to keep things simple right now, if I had nothing else, I would go with podcasts. But with what I have right now, I think the blogging asset is worth more.
Yeah. So I think podcast is up and coming and it's booming. I would actually give you the answer of pick whatever one you're more naturally better at. If you're better at audio and voice and interviewing, go with podcasting. If you like writing, you're more of an introvert, go with blogging. They're both good. Blogging will produce better results for the next 3-4 years, maybe even long run. Podcasting, though, is less competitive and you can dominate really quickly. And the conversions from a listener to buying whatever you're selling them is really high. Look at the Joe Rogan podcast, right? Like, made a killing from his Spotify deal. There's a ton of money to be made in podcasting. It's still very early on. It's booming throughout the whole world right now. Places like China, it's already massive. US, not so much, but it will grow. I would say pick whatever one you're best at. And that's the thing. A lot of marketers will say video's better, podcasting's better. Eric and I believe in the concept of you should do what you're naturally better at. Gary Vee does a lot more videos and podcasting than text-based content because he's better at video and audio than text-based content. I do more text-based content than video and audio because I'm better at text-based content. Play on your strengths. You'll succeed more if you do that.
I think the key thing here too is in the past we've talked about the concept of repurposing a lot of content, but you always need to start with one seed piece of content. So to Neil's point, this is really doubling down on it. It's what are you good at? And then you hire people around that to help expand into other channels. So Gary Vee is a good example. So one of the copywriters that used to be on my team, Raghav, is now with Gary Vee. And Raghav's a good copywriter and Gary knows he's not a good copywriter. He's not good with words. He can write good captions on Twitter and Instagram maybe, but that's about it. And then Raghav kind of handles the rest, right? And so the point is here, play to your strengths. Don't try to address all your weaknesses. Earlier in my career, I used to be like, I need to be good at everything. I need to be good at video. I need to be good at podcast. I need to be good at writing. I need to be good at Twitter too. But then you find you start focusing on each and every one of those. And then what about the higher level business things that you need to be doing? Let's say you're an owner, or let's say you are a marketing manager. You still have other things you need to do. You cannot be good at every single thing. Same thing with business too.
Yeah, I think I pretty much addressed everything on my end is you don't have to be good at everything. Focus on your strengths. Go from there. An ideal world, do both right now. You may not have the time, but if you do, or your team has the time and you can hire, do both.
Yeah. Final thing I'll say on this to keep it practical. If you want to do both, so for example, let's say with Marketing School, we use a show notes company. I forgot which one, but for this, it's not like Neil and I writing blog posts. We'll record this episode. So let's say this is a 5 to 10 minute episode. And then what will happen afterwards is a show notes person will write just like a quick summary. Maybe it's like, I don't know, a couple paragraphs or so. What we can do with that afterwards is we can hire a writer to expand on that subject and really go deep on it, right? So you're leaving the window open, you're leaving the opportunity open in case you wanted to go extra hardcore. So that is it for today. Text us 310-349-3785. Once again, it's 310-349-3785. You get special announcements from Neil and myself. It's actually us. It's not like we're trying to spam people. And we don't send messages a lot. We might send them like once a week max. So that is it for today. And we will see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.